The foundations of a six-figure subscription. It's actually simpler than you think. That one would think that the foundation of a six-figure subscription is maybe having 1,000 fans paying you on average $10 a month, or maybe 2,000 or 3,000 fans paying you somewhere around $5 a month. But that's actually the wrong way to think about it. The foundation of a six-figure subscription isn't actually having 1,000 paying fans. It's instead having just a few. And you might be thinking, what? Just a few? If I'm only making $100 a month, does that mean I have the foundations of a six-figure subscription? Yeah, potentially. And I'm going to share with you why today. How you can build a strong foundation for your subscription. And let that foundation carry you to be a six-figure subscription author. But first, let me welcome you back to the Subscriptions for Authors podcast. Every week we come out with new episodes to help you start and grow your subscription as a fiction author. And me, my name's Michael. I've led the Subscriptions for Authors Facebook group for 2 years now. And in that time, we started Ream, a subscription platform for fiction authors. And now we help fiction authors make millions of dollars a year in subscriptions. We see a lot of interesting things. And I really want to share with you the biggest mistake that we see authors make. And the biggest thing I want you to learn and understand about your subscription, which is that to get to your big goal, your long-term goal, building a six-year subscription, it can feel like it's going to be a slog to get there. It can feel, oh my God, how am I ever going to do it? All the marketing I'm going to have to do, all the different posts I'm going to have to make, all the stories I'm going to have to write. In reality, it's much simpler than that. In reality, it's about three different ingredients. And today I want to share with you these three different ingredients in just a few short minutes. Just a few short minutes. And by the end of this podcast, not only will there be these three short ingredients that you need to build the foundation of a six-figure subscription, but I'll also give you insight and a really cool special opportunity that we're going to do that if you, instead of actually coming up with these three ingredients yourself, we can hold your hand and walk you through step by step. But literally, by the end of this podcast, you will have what you need to know to build the foundations of a six-figure subscription. So there's three parts of that foundation. Three parts. Almost like your three-legged stool or your three pillars. That's the image on the thumbnail. Three pillars. What are the three pillars, the three parts of a successful subscription that can eventually scale? And the first thing has to do with something that we don't think often about as authors, but that is very important. It's what we'll call your meta story, your brand promise, or essentially the overarching kind of mission line of your subscription. Why do I say this? Subscriptions are about long-term sustainable success as an author. And once you figure out what you're building that success on, what you're building towards as an author, you're building, you know, a skyscraper office building. Maybe it's full of tech companies. Maybe it's full of healthcare and science labs. Maybe it's full of restaurants. Those are very different buildings that you could construct. They'd probably feel different. They'd have very different people walking into it, yet also somewhat similar. Someone could be in the lab, also want to get food from the food skyscraper. Why I use this analogy is that you can't be everything to everyone. You have to be something very deep to someone. And this word community, fandom, gets tossed around a lot. And I think it's a great word. There's also a great book I have that if you want to dive deep into fandom, read Everything I Need I Get From You. Just book rec. But the real point of community, the real point of fandom, is actually owning a space in someone's mind. That's all it is. You're going to occupy, almost like you're building your own home in someone's mind, your own skyscraper in someone's mind. And the thing is that you want to occupy a similar space throughout your stories, throughout your subscription. That is what you're doing. It doesn't have to be you as an author actually occupying that space. Instead, that could be your world. It could be specific types of characters. It could be maybe a pen name that has an aura around it, that has a specific reason that you're writing. Maybe it's to help women who have recently experienced divorce, find second love again, and you're doing that through the power of your stories and fiction. Maybe it's to help entrepreneurs learn about growing companies and technology in the future, like one of my favorite authors, Elliot Pepper, and what he does with his science fiction books. There's lots of different missions, lots of different things that bring you back to your books. But getting that one, we'll call it tagline, brand promise, thing that really will keep people coming back for years and years and passing you on to people is important. Now, you might be wondering, how do I figure that out? I don't know what I want that to be. I have no idea. Well, the good news is that we have pillar two coming in here, which is that I don't actually think you need to do the thing alone. And I don't think you need to actually figure this out. This is why it's three pillars. And there are three pillars that almost have to be built together. So you have the overarching mission, the brand promise, but then you have a fan. A super fan. And to be really careful about my language, I think that you can have fans who don't pay you who love your work. You can have fans who pay you who love your work. And I think either is fair enough. Although I will be a little bit biased towards paying members, since we're trying to build a sustainable business in the long run and a six-figure subscription, and payment's part of that. So having at least one paying fan or maybe a few followers who really enjoy your work. What does that mean? What does that mean quantitatively? Does it mean they have to be commenting all the time? Does it mean that they have to be posting specific hashtags on social media? It just means they're sticking with you. They're sticking with you over a period of time. They've gone from book one to book two. They've gone from chapter one to chapter two, chapter three. They've even started your next series with you. And you might be thinking, geez, that's weird. They have to stick with me over a period of time. And just one or two fans. But what if I want to grow a six-figure subscription tomorrow? And the answer is, actually growing a six-figure subscription is about making six figures over a consistent period of time for a very long time. Like, it's a subscription. It's about sustainably reaching that six-figure mark. And if there was a way to shortcut that process and do it in 2 or 3 months, that would be wild. That would be, I'm just going to be frank with you, impossible. There's some stories out there from people going from start to finish. And 2 or 3 months, Leica is an example of an author right now who's just absolutely crushing it in subscriptions, is now one of the biggest subscriptions authors in the world. And yeah, he's grown mostly in the last year. There's rare cases, and like, all power to Leica. He's hitting the market. He knows his audience. He knows his stories. But very importantly, you're probably not someone like that. Instead, you're someone who, before you go all in, before you try and scale what you're doing, you need to know that you have a strong foundation, what Becca would call, Becca Stein, the R&D phase. And during this phase, I want you taking a deep breath. It's not about growing and doing all the things. It's about taking time, it can only be an hour, 2 hours a week, to just sustainably plug away at what you're doing. To sustainably be like, okay, I am going to see if my fans like me. I'm going to see if they like my stories over a period of time. I'm going to see if this is sustainable for me. And once you know that, and you have that overarching brand interacting with your fans, it's working. Like, they're sticking with this mission you have. They're sticking with this brand promise, this meta story, because you're carrying them over time, whether it's through a world, through multiple books in a series, or maybe through different series or different standalone books. We now get to the final pillar, which goes hand in hand with all of this, which is, how have you grown your audience up to this point? Which you just need one marketing lever that worked, like one way that's basically repeatable. If you went to a signing, that's great. Are you able to go to 10 different signings? That's harder, but for some folks, that might be reasonable. If you made a post on social media, can you make multiple posts on social media? If it's like on TikTok or something like that. If you're in a Facebook group, are you able to make posts in multiple Facebook groups? Whatever it is that got you that initial traction, right? Is that repeatable? And did that initial traction give you those same fans who stuck with you for your meta story? And if all those things are true, like verifiably, without a fact, now you have the foundations for a six-figure subscription. Because now the way to actually growing isn't to do a million different things and work 10 times harder to grow 10 times bigger. It's instead to just do more of that one thing. Keep delivering the stories they love, making sure it matches your brand promise, making sure your fans stick with you over time, and bringing more in by pulling on that lever that got those first people to come in. Might sound super simple. It's not. But it's not that hard either. And we've seen that almost any author can do this. It just takes a shift in mindset to think about the long term, to think about subscriptions, to think about, at the end of the day, subscriptions valuable when people stick with you. If it's a 1 month long subscription, that's not a subscription. And when you take that mindset and build that into the beginning of starting your author career and scaling it, you realize that this is a long game. The beginning might take 2 or 3 years, but when you're ready to scale it, it can really be scaled in not 2 or 3 years. It could happen in 6 to 12 months where you go from small to much, much bigger. Now, if you're looking for actual personalized advice, feedback, us literally helping your hand as you build these three pillars, as you build these three pillars out and accelerate that process so that maybe it doesn't take 3 years for you, but it takes maybe 6 to 12 months. Maybe in the process, you're able to have a lot more fun, a lot less pain, and have to waste a lot less money and a lot less time on things that don't really matter in terms of building these pillars for you, this foundation for a six-figure subscription. If something like this sounds interesting to you, then we're doing the last cohort of the six-figure subscription author accelerator. And in fact, that cohort is closing. That cohort's closing soon, really soon, actually tonight. That's why I'm coming out this podcast this morning to let y'all know. It's the last live cohort we're ever doing of the six-figure subscription author accelerator. It'll still exist. The program will still be out there, but we're not going to be doing live cohorts anymore. And if you want to sign up for this cohort, you have to join by tonight, this evening. When you're inside the program, you get a lot of cool things. You get, you know, access to 8 different modules, basically 10 hours of video from me and Amelia, asynchronous anytime. You get access to 4 live group coaching sessions where we'll walk you through literally setting up these pillars, giving you that personalized feedback. And then in addition to that, you get access to all the previous recordings from our cohorts, which is like at this point, dozens and dozens of hours. You get access to tons of bonus resources, a free virtual ticket to the SFA summit. It's like the ultimate experience. And to top it off, we even have a bundle, which by the time you're listening to this might already be sold out, just has basically 5 spots left. But that bundle gets you access to not only the six-figure subscription accelerator, but the 1 million read serial lab, which will help you be able to accelerate your journey to writing awesome serials. It's focused on craft. It details how Amelia has been able to write serials that have reached 70 million reads in online platforms and turn that into businesses and revenue streams that are beyond just subscriptions, but marketing it on serial platforms that might pay you per chapter, that might also lead to sales on retailers, etc. It's an amazing program. And the bundle, all-in-one, is available for actually just $80 a month for that payment plan option, or a discounted upfront price if you want to buy the full thing. It's a very good price, and the bundle's never going to be offered again. So if that's still available, you could check that out. And at the end of the day, what all this really does is it helps you save time. It gives you all the information you need to succeed in a very streamlined way. And gives you that personalized feedback and advice and accountability to get you further in your journey. But if it isn't for you right now, I get it. It's all good. We're still gonna keep creating this podcast. We have tons of free content online that I hope you enjoy. And our mission is really to help every author, wherever they're at, whether you know you wanna grow your subscription now and know you wanna get into serials and wanna accelerate that journey, and want to participate in these programs, whether you want to keep listening to this podcast, whether you want to join the Facebook group, we want to be able to help you basically in every way possible to get to the next level. It means a lot that you're here with us. We'll come out more podcasts soon. I'm very excited. We've had some very cool interviews recently. But in the meantime, I hope you have an amazing rest of your day. And as always, don't forget, storytellers rule the world.